You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Live from New York, it's the show that values consistency.
Thank you.
Mr. Consistency.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like Jerry Jones. Just, it's not broke. Even though if it's kind of broke, stay with it. It's first things first today. Guess who's back? Back again. Mike McCarthy. Meanwhile, guess who has the cape on his back? Back again. Josh Allen.
Okay, oh. Don't do this already.
And finally, the most inspirational segment in all of sports. Well, it's the Bud List alongside Nick Wright. I'm Kevin Wildes. Broussard, is there anyone on the bubble bud list?
No. It was an all quarterback bud list. This Last week was all coaches. Mm-hmm. This week
and there's
all
only three.
Can I make a quick bubble bud list suggestion?
Sure.
Kevin Wildes,
what?
For not telling the audience Howie Long on the show. It'll be nice to have another Hall of Famer on the show for the first time.
I don't know if the Syracuse
Hall of Famer. What do you mean? It's another Hall of Famer.
Bro, are you in a Hall of Famer? I'm in my high school Hall of Famer.
Okay, there you go. Everyone but you.
Oh, no. I am in the Athletic Hall of Famer.
All right, go double check that.
I am.
We're going to run foul of the
people don't know Brew was homeschooled, but it is true.
We start with
y'all feel silly.
The return of Mike McCarthy. While many thought he was done, Jerry Jones disagreed, writing in a statement, "The lens we use to view and evaluate Coach McCarthy is holistic. I am 100% supportive of him as our head coach and ability to reach our goals." So take that. McCarthy spoke this afternoon. Take a listen.
My message would be this. We have established a championship program. It's just not the world championship yet. We know how to win. We know how to train to win. We have the right people. But we have not crossed the threshold winning playoff games. And it's extremely disappointing to be sitting here talking about it. But I know how to win. And we will get over that threshold. I have total confidence in it. And that's why I'm standing here today.
That's right. Domestic championship. Not a world championship.
They're not even the Texas state champions this year.
They won the city championship this year. You're right. They didn't win state.
To his credit, the guy has been excellent in the regular season, only behind the Chiefs with 36 wins. Mm-hmm. So, Brew, I thought we retired this bit alongside the breakdancers, but I guess not. Give Mike McCarthy's return a grade.
All right, here we go. I don't know if this will surprise you guys or not, but I'm starting with a B.
Okay, oh. This is a bit.
A B? No, this is not a bit.
What
now,
is
look,
I'm starting with?
I am giving, it is a B because Mike McCarthy is a B-level coach. Hmm. Now, some might say, B-plus, Chris. Regular season, sure. But in the playoffs, not so much. Yeah. Now, since he won the Super Bowl, what, in 2011, 2012, he's had 9 seasons in the playoffs. He's 6-9 in the playoffs. And 4 of those losses, including 2 in Dallas, have come to lower seeds. All right, so that's why I lowered him to a B. But my point is, I don't want – Mike McCarthy is a good coach. He's not a – I don't think he's a great coach, but he's a good coach. I don't want to come up here and act like he's a terrible coach. How in the world could you keep Mike McCarthy? 12-5, 3 straight years, legit. Mm-hmm. However – my real grade is for the owner who runs the thing, Jerry Jones. And Jerry Jones, you get an F.
Why?
And here's what I say to the fans of the Dallas Cowboys. The next time you see Jerry Jones on television talking about, I won a Super Bowl more than any other thing in life, anything in the world, You yell at your television set, stop it, and turn it off. That, or turn off the radio, have podcasts, social media, however you're listening to him. Turn it off, because it's not true. All right, more than a Super Bowl, Jerry Jones wants a microphone in his face. He wants a camera focused on his bean. That's what he wants. And so he wants a coach who doesn't push back on Jerry giving freaking post-game interviews, when the coach is supposed to be the only voice, you know, besides the players, that you hear after the game. A coach is not going to push back on him doing his weekly interviews. Yep. And that is why, the same reason he kept Jason Garrett for 9 years, despite only having four winning seasons, is the same reason he is keeping Mike McCarthy. He didn't want a Belichick or somebody that's going to come in and say, hey, why don't you cut out talking to the media after every game? Let me be the face of the franchise. In fact, the more I think about it, Dusty,
what?
This is not big enough.
Oh, no.
This is not enough for what Jerry Jones just did. He is fooling the fans of the Cowboys, making you think he's Super Bowl or bust when he's not. He's playoffs or bust. He's city championship or bust.
All right, bro, I agree with so much you just said, and I appreciate the performative aspects of it. And for America out there, while Wild's off the air curses like a sailor, and I might occasionally on the air curse a time or two, as close as Brew will come on or off the air, or I think even in his own internal monologue, is freaking. So when he drops that, he is fired
up. That's my F word.
That right, exactly. He is fired
freaking.
Up. So I want to echo a lot of what Brew said, but first, I had a eureka moment during Brew's rant, which was, and Brew has been hot with picks, predictions, there's no denying it.
Oh, yeah.
But he now ultimately, I think one of our biggest arguments of the year, he has officially lost.
Correct.
The Cowboys, clearly, definitively, without any equivocation, were not Super Bowl or bust.
Yeah, we've been
because
saying this
they
for
lost in round one, and everyone's coming back.
Yeah.
So, Brew, listen, I agree with your analysis on a lot of this, but you do have to take, I wish I had a 30 by 12 L to hand you, because that is a six-month argument we had
that
would appear you have lost.
We won
now, I expect this from Nick.
No,
you?
But we won. I've been saying
this
that for a long time.
The Super Bowl or bust is in the vein of must win.
Well, now.
In the vein of can't lose.
Oh,
can't lose.
Okay.
Oh, now
you should know.
Oh, now
you should know. It's not that they fire in the hole for an office.
Gotcha. All right, got it. All right, now if I may, to the more serious business at hand, so much of what Bruce said is correct.
Yeah.
I no longer believe Jerry Jones' number one goal is winning a Super Bowl. I believe Jerry Jones would like to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But I believe Jerry Jones' number one goal is to be the face, the voice, and have full control of the Dallas Cowboys.
I buy that.
There is no other realistic explanation for this is not a typical coaching market.
Right.
This is a coaching market that has the greatest coach of all time available, that has a really good in his coaching prime, if you will, coach in Mike Vrabel available. One of the only coaches we've ever seen succeed in the collegiate and pro level available. By the way, one of the only, two of the other ones who have did it for your Dallas Cowboys, so you know that model can work.
Great call.
And despite all of that, it's not like this is an F because he's not, you know, trying to get in line to hire Ben Johnson. You have known commodities out there. And you keep saying that how desperately you want to win. If there was ever a time, and I didn't even mention Pete Carroll, who, by the way, is a known quality head coach. Pardon me. And so I want to be clear here on my feelings on McCarthy. It is not about the singular playoff loss. It is about a dozen-year trend post the Super Bowl that they won in 2010, February of 2011, what it was, the 2010 season. That is his team's not playing to their seed in the postseason and losing home playoff games in the postseason. With the Dallas Cowboys, he has now lost home playoff games to Jimmy Garoppolo,
He's and a great player.
He's not even he's a winner.
Okay, but
it's not even great quarterback.
Exactly right. In a home playoff game to Jordan Love, who, by the way, listen, Jordan,
maybe
it might be, but it was his first career playoff start. We saw him go 15-1 and get blown out at home in Green Bay. We saw him blow a two-score lead with 2 minutes left in a conference championship game. Yeah. We saw him get blown out at home against San Francisco. We've seen all these things throughout his career. That's why it's so concerning.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Did you know that stuff today? Did you look that up, or have you known that?
No,
for a while?
So Wilds, that's the thing.
I haven't even said the tape.
No, I understand. Your point is that
go ahead,
could I then pick them to go to the Super Bowl?
Well,
because that why
everybody. It's not just you. I heard
he
all
had a brain for
all day long. People who had the Cowboys going to the Super Bowl or going at least to the NFC Championship, shocked that they kept they kept Mike McCarthy like. Man, you had him going to the Super Bowl.
Right.
Some people had him winning the Super Bowl. You had him winning that game. When we saw all of the writing on the wall, the bad clock management.
Wait a second.
The tomato cans. Getting run on by Arizona. Getting run on by the Bills.
Bravo.
Getting run on by the 49ers.
Wait a second.
Like, wow, shocker. The Packers ran the ball.
Hold on. Wait a second.
Bravo,
did
Wilds.
Anybody here think the Packers were going to win that game? No.
Chris did.
Deep down.
We have
not that game.
No, that and that's, by the way, I wouldn't be firing him if they lost in the NFC title game.
If they had lost this weekend?
If they had lost this weekend to Detroit, I think it would depend on how it looked. It is Wilds. This is, I understand what you're saying, but I don't think it follows the logic of how human beings operate. I think everyone has different levels of benefit of the doubt they are willing to give people, and then they have a line. For me, I was like, you know what? Given how talented I think the roster is, given the fact that I thought Dak would play well, and given the softness of the conference, and that I thought Dallas could get home field throughout, which they came, you know, a game away from whatever it was, I think they could make the Super Bowl. And everything fell exactly the way they wanted, and they got rolled in round one. So that, for me, is the line. Everyone can have different ones. I don't think it is at all in conflict for people, the people who believed in the Cowboys the most, to be the most appalled by what they did this weekend, this past weekend. I don't think that's ridiculous in the least.
I'll be honest with you. I was using you as a proxy for some of the other horrible takes I heard today.
Well,
not just you, but like, we got to change the roster. Like, the roster you thought was winning the Super Bowl?
Well, so
that wasn't even your take.
No, but I just need to add a little.
If
to
you
the
feel
roster,
like the
need
roster needs an overhaul, that's actually a defense of McCarthy.
Yeah, wow. Yeah,
if
exactly.
you think the roster stinks, that's a defense of McCarthy.
Agreed.
I don't
the
think roster
the roster is
stinks.
Legit.
I mean, the roster is okay.
No. It's more than okay.
What do you mean?
It's a top five roster in the league. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
They don't win, show
that's why the coach, that's why you get this.
Yes.
When you bring him back.
Okay. Turn our attention to Dak, who threw two interceptions. It was down 27-0 to the Packers before piling up some garbage time numbers. He's set for a large contract, and the Cowboys look like they're running it back in full. But, Nick, you think they should change course?
Well, here's what I think, and I guess you're going to once again say that this is in conflict, but I have this weird feeling on sports. I care a lot about the postseason. And so I can think one thing all year, and then there could be something so great. I had Nikola Jokic as one of the most fraudulent two-time MVPs ever, and in a postseason run, I now believe he's one of the 20 greatest players ever. I don't think that
I
put more impact and emphasis on your postseason resume, even though it is a smaller sample, than I do on your regular season resume across the board. And it's not necessarily about what your win-loss record is. It's about your individual performance in those spots.
Right.
And so if I am the Dallas Cowboys and I am faced with the decision brew of I cannot do nothing with Dak Prescott.
Mm-hmm.
Cap-wise, it's not tenable.
Right.
It's a $60 million cap hit, and you can't tag him this offseason, so you'd be paying have a $60 million cap hit, and maybe then he could just walk. To keep him, it's probably, and people are going to think this is crazy, it's going to be around 5 years, $300 million, $60 million a year, with probably a little over two-thirds of that guaranteed. I would, if I were the Dallas Cowboys, and that Dak would have to be okay with it because he has a no trade, call teams like Washington with the number 2, New England with the number 3, Atlanta with the number 8, they'd have to give me something additionally, and see if they would like to be the team to pay Dak Prescott 5 years, $300 million. Because I do not believe after this postseason performance, once again, that Dak Prescott is enough to carry a team, and at $60 million a year for the rest of his prime, that's what he'll have to do. Well, you are not going to have more talent than they have right now.
All right, so what if either the team is like, no, we'll pass, or Dak is like, no, I'm not agreeing to a trade. Then I
think you are in a brutal position, and the position that I would be in is probably take my medicine and risk losing him for nothing this offseason.
Wow.
I know the Cowboys won't do it. I know they won't do that. They will either – they're going to sign him to an extension is what they're going to do, but I would not want to tie – the next half decade of my franchise at that salary to this guy, even though I thought he was the MVP for large portions of the year, because we now have his whole 20s sample size of his postseason performances, and the best one ever, Brew, was the first one we saw from him as a rookie in Green Bay.
All right, what I'm doing, look, you got to bring him back. You have to bring him back. Because now, if I'm Dallas, and maybe this is whimsical, all right, wishful thinking. If I'm the Cowboys, I'm sitting down with Dak and I'm saying, I'm not trying to make him the highest paid player in the league. All right. I'm like, look, we'll make you a top five guy. I'm bringing up how we need to build around you, Dak. So we need a little bit less, you know, take a little bit, you know, don't take as much as you can. Tom Brady won all those Super Bowls, never took as much as he could get. Dak, you're the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. If we win a Super Bowl, it is going to be like winning 2 or 3 Super Bowls somewhere else. All right, so we'll still make you top five. Burrow's the most per year, what, 55?
Yeah.
We'll still give you 50. Between 50, 52, I know that's still a lot, but let's take a little bit less so we can build around you. And look, Dak, coming off of this performance, he said himself, I should be on the hot seat too. Now, again, I'm not going to blame him if he just wants as much as he can get. But I'm just saying, if I were in Dak Prescott's shoes, I might be willing to say, you know what, I didn't perform. I didn't hold up my end of the bargain. I'll take a little less so we can build around it. But, Nick, I can't, if I'm the Cowboys, I cannot start over at quarterback. Look at these Pittsburgh.
Why not?
Because you could go the next 5 to 10 years without getting a legitimate quarterback. Yeah. I mean, ask Pittsburgh. They got almost everything else you need. And they're not Tennessee. Pretty good team. The Raiders, like, it is not easy.
Tennessee
and I hate
to say
it.
Further in the playoffs with Ryan Tannehill than Dallas ever has with Dak Prescott.
Okay, but that's somewhat flukish. Tannehill, I know you don't think he's better than Dak. My point is, unless you get that guy, and the draft is not a sure thing. Trevor Lawrence, now maybe he will become a star. Right now, he's been a tad bit disappointing. I mean, so you don't know when you're – and some of the guys have been late picks that have become great. Lamar Jackson, or at least late first round. And so I'm keeping him. I'm keeping him.
Let me ask you a question. Someone sent this to me on social media that it was a compliment. It said, Dak is Alex Smith. Like, very good.
He's better than Alex Smith. Wouldn't you agree with that?
But Alex Smith with the Chiefs was leading. Did he lead the league in passing before
they were terrible in the playoffs every year.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And there's a chance.
Don't you think,
like,
do you think he's.
But he's not. But Alex Smith is a very, very good quarterback, but he wasn't the guy.
No.
If the Chiefs just held on to Alex Smith, they would never be the Chiefs.
I think you put a one too many varies on Alex Smith there.
Very.
He was never in the MVP.
No, I think the better comp is the one Colin's credit has used for a couple years. It's Kirk Cousins. And they both, by the way, have the sleep number ads. But it's Kirk Cousins. It's one one playoff win to two playoff wins. It's if you do those blind stat reveals that I like so much.
Right.
It's the, you know, there's real similarities there. But you feel like he's a good quarterback. When he's paid like the best in the league, you're in a really rough spot.
Here, quickly, you don't get rid of that label until you do. Peyton Manning had that label. Peyton Manning
Peyton
is better than Dak. Don't get me wrong. He had won MVPs and all that. But he didn't win his first playoff game or Super Bowl till his 9th year. He was 3-6 in the playoffs. Now, he'd had some really good games. We'd had some bad ones, too. And so you can't erase that label till you do it. And I think Dak, with the right pieces around him, actually could do it.
But these are the right pieces.
That's my problem.
They need to go get Derrick Henry. Dak, take a little bit less, and we're going to get Derrick Henry. They get Derrick Henry and a little bit of meat on the – Well, they could get Derrick Henry. You don't think that's realistic?
I mean, I guess.
Go.
He's free. Go get him.
McCarthy's
Thunder and Lightning is back.
Cowboys are not really S-Bob. We discussed it. Brew, I don't even want to hear the answer to this question. Do you consider the Cowboys Super Bowl contenders if they run it back?
They will be what they are. They will be what they've been the last 3 years.
Don't say it.
Hold on. They'll be a fringe contender. They will be a team that will – they might go 12-5. They might go 11-6. They might go 13-4 playing with fire in their belly because of this. But would I pick them to get to the Super Bowl? No, because they're still a silly franchise with an owner who's created a culture that is opposed to winning big. So they'll be good. They'll be legit. We'll be talking about them. And some misguided souls will pick them to win the Super Bowl, as some did this year in the preseason. Those will remain nameless.
Well, who picked them to win the Super Bowl?
To get to the Super Bowl.
You got to find those people. I don't know where those people – listen, I am scarred by what happened on Sunday. I don't think you could have – the Cowboys, the other sneaky thing that really matters this time of year, I shouldn't say sneaky, but I think it gets underplayed when we look back on seasons, is health. And I understand the Cowboys lost Diggs early in the season. Mm-hmm. That was a healthy team. You know what I mean? They had their left tackle, Tyron Smith, who's in and out of line the last couple of years. He's healthy. Zach Martin's healthy. Dak's healthy. The receiving corps, all of that. It is going to be hard to realistically be better positioned in a conference more in flux than they were in the NFC this season. Yep. And this season, they didn't lose a heartbreaker. They didn't lose a fluky game. They got rolled in every quarter of that game until the Packers stopped caring. Mm-hmm. So that, to me, they are right now, as currently constructed, in a weird team to player, sport to sport, but similar bucket in my brain is James Harden. It's like, yeah, there's almost nothing you can do in the regular season. That's where they were for Brew early. Maybe Brew was ahead of me on it. But I didn't hold last year against them that much because I thought they lost to a better team. And they were on the road. And so there were a lot of things there. But now I'm like, what are you going to do that's going to make me truly believe this is not going to happen now that you have the same coach and you have the same quarterback?
Yeah. Playoff turnovers.
Like Harden?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Are the Chiefs being underestimated? That's next on FS1, the Fox Sports Channel, on Sirius XM. Because he turned the ball over.
No, now I understand. I didn't understand.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So, to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/FTF. netsuite.com/FTF. netsuite.com/FTF.
Check out the free-to-play Super 6 game. You download the app, you get a chance at $10,000. That's a pretty good deal. Welcome back to the show. Coach Mangini is here with us. Josh Allen, 3-3 against Mahomes all time. 0-2 in the playoffs, but he's never had a home playoff game. Here's Josh and Patrick. Take a listen.
They've gotten the best of us in the playoffs in the last few years, and you know, we finally got a home game, and you know, just got to go out there and put our best foot forward and play as hard as we can play.
Yeah, I mean, we've played in a lot of big games. But, I mean, I think the great thing about the NFL now is there's a lot of quarterbacks that are really good. And not to say they weren't back in the day, but it seems like every year a lot of these guys are in the playoffs playing in these big games, a Sunday night, Monday night, whatever that is. And so I'm excited for the challenge. I mean, I grew up watching those games and remember how much memories I have from that. And so hopefully we can play in these great games as well and give memories to the kids that come up behind us.
It's great. Chances Josh Allen outplays Mahomes?
Very, very slim. And it's only because he's never done it. And I'm not talking about outplay Mahomes. I mean, win a quarterback duel in the playoffs against anybody. So here's the sneaky thing about Josh Allen's playoff resume. When he's played good quarterbacks, he's never won. He beat Lamar, actually. That's not fair because Lamar is good, but it was a 17-3 game. It was weird. Josh threw and ran for 209 yards. It wasn't really a quarterback duel. Like, Josh's playoff career is in 2019. He played Deshaun back when Deshaun was good. Deshaun got the better of him. And we can show you the quarterbacks he's beaten. In 2020, beat Lamar in that 17-3 game, beat old man Phillip Rivers, beat Mac Jones, and then that year lost to Patrick Mahomes in a game he played great in. But again, people have kind of foggy memories about that because Josh played great, but he also threw for fewer yards than Patrick, ran for fewer yards than Patrick, and both had four touchdowns. So let's call it a tie. Certainly didn't outplay him. He barely beat Skylar Thompson. And then, of course, just now beat Mason Rudolph in the postseason game. Patrick, on the other hand, those aren't all duels, but a lot of them were. Jalen Hurts in the Super Bowl was a duel. He lost one duel to Tom Brady. I wouldn't call the game he lost to Joe Burrow a duel because neither one played great. But the game that he beat Joe Burrow, they both played well. We've seen him do it. So I'm not saying that Josh can't do it. I'm saying Josh never has. Josh has never stared across the field from an equal from the quarterbacking position and won that playoff game. Patrick's done it, I don't know, a half dozen times, eight times. You guys saw the list. And the last point I'll make is this one, Coach. I think Josh Allen's year as a passer has been vastly overrated, even though it just happened. We can show you the numbers of Josh versus Patrick this season as a passer. And they're the same with every category, Patrick being slightly better. And I understand Josh had 15 rushing touchdowns, and six of them were from more than 2 yards out, so you get a lot of credit. And they're the same with every category, Patrick being slightly better. And I understand Josh had 15 rushing touchdowns, and six of them were from more than 2 yards out, so you get a lot of credit.
They were two switch touchdowns.
Well, five of them were. Nine total were from the 3 yard line or closer. But that's fine. You get credit
for
those.
That's still a good
run. The only person who should be upset about that is James Cook, who finished there with two touchdowns because Josh had all their goal line carries. But I need to see it to believe it, and I don't think that's unfair at all.
This is such a not apples to apples comparison. It's amazing. So Kansas City has two extra days to prepare. They have two extra days to get healthy.
Pre-excuses?
Wait, no. There's no. These are the pre-facts.
Oh, okay.
They have the better defense.
Wow.
Okay, so they're second in points. They're second in total yards.
Wow.
Okay, they're completely healthy. So yesterday, eight guys missed a walkthrough for Buffalo, and six of them were defenders.
Wow.
Okay, for Kansas City, one guy missed. It was a defensive player.
Yeah, nose tackle, important guy.
One guy, okay?
Derek
Nottie. Then they have the chance going into this game to be missing three cornerbacks, three linebackers, a safety, and have a dinged up punter.
The dinged up punter.
Josh is fighting.
Yeah. Wow.
I thought field position played a role, but maybe.
Wow.
Maybe
no, I just I've never seen the okay. pre-excuse excuse.
But let's just do it.
Let's
keep digging into this.
Yeah.
So now we've got a running back that averages 4.6 yards a carry. So going into this game, Josh Allen will probably press. He'll press because he's got to overcompensate for all the things they're missing, where Kansas City walks into another game against the walking wounded.
Wow.
And if he doesn't outplay him, that'll be the worst part of this. And Josh has a chance to make some mistakes because he's got to compensate
that was a very long explanation. That's not the answer to the question.
Here's my explanation. We're not comparing apples to apples.
Okay.
If Patrick Mahomes doesn't outplay him, it'll be a tragedy.
Okay, so Coach thinks that there's no chance.
That was a great answer, Coach.
It's just a preamble to Coach picking the Chiefs tomorrow.
He dropped facts, though.
That's what it is. Go ahead.
All right, look, reality. First of all, let's define outplaying. Winning.
Period. We all remember a few years ago the game you referenced when Josh was great. Threw for 330, four touchdowns, no interceptions. He had a higher passer rating than Mahomes, but you can argue who played better individually, but he lost. That's mm-hmm. all that counts. I don't – if he runs for two – throws for 220 yards, two passes for a touchdown or two, and runs for another, which is kind of a Josh Allen game,
yeah,
and wins – Mahomes can throw for 370. Well, he won't throw for 370, but he will win the matchup. That's all he's got to do. He's got to play clean. For him, clean is one turnover or less. And he also has the benefit of the better receivers. He's got Diggs, who played pretty well last week. Shakir, I thought, played well. And now, you know, we'll see if Gabe Davis can play, but he's got the tight ends as well. So Mahomes hasn't been Mahomesian very much this year. And Allen has been very much Josh Allen, not passing the ball, but running it combined.
No,
with
I think
passing.
He's been very much Josh Allen.
Well, no, but the, during
well.
The win streak, his numbers have been down.
Oh,
passing.
Yeah. That's,
so,
that's also by design.
Right. He's got 15 touchdowns in the in their win streak, six yep. games, and like seven turnovers, I think. Yeah. So I think there's a good chance he outplays him. I think he will outplay him because I think they'll get the win. Little hint.
Yeah, okay.
It's not much of a hint.
Yeah, you just said it.
I mean, is that your official pick?
Bills.
Okay, wow. Well, you said you wanted to say that. We were going to do that question today, and you were like, I want to say
that's why
tomorrow.
I unleashed it a little bit, because I knew y'all wouldn't mind.
Oh, okay.
But that's not official.
Tomorrow
will be the
official. I'm going to grind all 22 tonight. I don't see myself changing.
All right, Bills are favored in this game, but they are firmly on upset alert. Firmly. Nick, what would a win for Kansas City mean?
I mean, other than the fact that, once again, the committee warned you and you all owe me an apology. I mean, coach is already terrified.
Really? For getting to the conference championship?
Yeah. You know what? Yes.
Why?
What do you mean, why? Because all year long, I've heard what's wrong with the team. And if they're one of the last four teams standing, you guys were wrong.
No, I have never said they don't get healthy respect. They get respect.
Brew.
They are not going to be an easy out.
Brew.
And I've never
okay, how about this? It would
that.
Prove you wrong because
well,
you're
going to... If they win the Super Bowl... Or even get there, then you can gloat.
Okay, but bro, you not. Just told America you're yeah, picking the Bills. Fine. So there at least it would prove you're wrong
it's
then.
It's a minor thing.
Okay,
we win the second
thing.
Round of the playoffs. Okay. Now you're happy with that?
What do you mean? What?
This is an S-Bob team.
Mm-hmm.
The Chiefs. If they get to the second or pass the second
yeah,
round.
Yeah, this would be the third round. It would be their sixth straight
They got to get to the Super Bowl.
Game. All right, what would it prove? Never mind. I won't even answer. It doesn't. I have been operating all year long.
Mm-hmm.
That I am being over the top. I think I was accused of waving pom poms for the Kansas City.
Well, you said 20-0.
Waving pom poms? You were in a full cheerleading outfit.
Okay. So at what point does. Right, but that's been long gone, Brew.
Yeah, sure.
That's been long gone. At what point do the Chiefs. What level do the Chiefs need to get to for you guys to be like, oh, it turns out. Nick's belief in the best quarterback we've ever seen, the best coach in the league, and the best defense was smart.
The Super Bowl.
So they have to win the Super Bowl.
I think if they get there, it'd be impressive.
If they get there, it'd be impressive. Coach, where do you stand?
Incredible.
Yeah, if they win this game, and look, sometimes in football it's better to be lucky than good. And if you're healthy and you play teams that aren't healthy, you know, that's just the way it works out. Sometimes it works out in your favor. They do have the advantage of having played in these big games, having played in these big moments. They undoubtedly have the best quarterback in the NFL, although he's not playing. He hasn't played up to that level. But if you get in that situation with that level of experience, they should have a significant edge.
So here's the thing. Because I once upon a time going into this their first matchup, I remember it vividly. I referenced the fact that the Chiefs are going to be without Pacheco, both linebackers, left tackle. And Wilds, I think, correctly said, you know what, it's the NFL. Everybody's dealing with something. You know one of the reasons the Chiefs are healthier? Because the Chiefs were able to rest in Week 18. Because the Chiefs, all year long, have been regulating Kelsey's snap count. When you start 6-6, and every game's a playoff game, guess what? You have to.
They were banged up before that, though, with Milano.
Okay, yeah, but the guys, we're not talking about Milano. We're talking about
their best defensive player.
Yes, we are talking about when teams have to. Right now, who are the healthiest teams in the league? Believe it or not, it's the Ravens and the Niners. You know why? Because they earned it.
because they were able to throttle down. So this, if your quarterback goes down, then there is a major asterisk on it. If all of a sudden we are pre-excusing a potential Bills loss.
I'm not.
I understand, but coach is. Pre-excusing a potential Bills loss.
Their starting linebacker had to return his RV to Hurts.
Okay, good. So that'll be the reason. So that's when we go back
this
and look at
it. This is what it'll do. This answers your question.
Go.
It will increase the Chiefs' mystique. Yeah. It will increase, like, man, no matter what the Chiefs are going through, what you've been saying, I'll give you that.
Thank you.
It will increase the
what
Chiefs.
Been
thank
going
you.
Through. Underachieving. That's what they've been going through.
I mean, that's also weird.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Big Show, that's kind of a mean-spirited weirdo.
Yeah, what's up with
that
you,
got
man?
Dark.
You've been in a bad mood since the morning call.
The Spurs need to be better.
Okay, right. That's fine.
The Spurs,
you know who also needs to be better? Your barber and you.
Dustin?
Come on, we got Howie Long coming up. Hurry up.
Chauncey Gardner saying, if you give Tampa a good quarterback, it's a great group. Evans, Godwin, Gade. It's a great group. I played against them for real. Here's the fake response.
Gage. I don't think he's really watched film because he mentioned Russell Gage. You know, we love Russell, but Russell hasn't played a snap all year for us. He must be going off the preseason stuff that the media was talking about. But he didn't play our first game, so I'm excited to see him. I think he's a really good player. He has been for a while, and he's been an impactful guy on every team he's been on. So he's a good player, but, yeah, he's got to do a little bit more film study.
Yeah. Coach loved it.
Yeah.
Do you like that from the Bake Show? Newest Bake Show fan?
Can we stop?
Why?
Look, I wore the jersey, Coach. I gave him his props.
Yeah.
All right. I even bought into the nickname The Bake Show. Mm-hmm. But let's stop acting like he's about to go into Detroit's house and wreak havoc because of what some player on the Lions said. All right. They were 9-8. All right, they were 1-5 against playoff teams, and if you expect me to be overly impressed because they beat a Philly team that was sleepwalking through
winner.
That game. Yeah. I know you ain't
your
talking.
Super Bowl winner.
I know
my
you
Super
ain't.
Bowl
who you
winner
pick?
Is thriving.
Dallas.
My Super Bowl
your
winner is
your team got a
thriving.
Gigantic F, yeah. All right? Uh-huh. So that, I know you're not uh-huh. talking.
I am talking.
You shouldn't yeah. be. Okay. You shouldn't be. It's embarrassing. All right. No. I mean, Baker is nice. Baker's had a nice year. Yeah. His season is about to end. I don't care how dangerous he okay. feels when he wakes up. Their season is about okay. to end. I'll wear his jersey again.
Oh,
I'll wear his jersey again with wristbands and all
wristbands.
That. If they beat Detroit.
All right, great.
Will you wear
so
a helmet?
So here's the thing. No, that'll
that mess
bad.
Up my hair.
Yeah. No. So here's the thing. Baker, we can show. Listen, this reminds me a little bit of plant your flag, Baker. Baker, ooh. University of Oklahoma, when he's out here planting flags against
so?
Ohio State. Yeah, he's angry. And Baker's been on a hot streak. If we could show that to you, we will. Baker, since they met in week 6, he's been good at the things the Lions defense has been bad at. And the sample size is growing. Sneaky, unpopular, but true statement. Baker Mayfield, really good playoff quarterback.
I mean,
what? Hold on, that's it. What, Wilds? Tell me the quarterbacks you like that aren't champions that have a better playoff resume than that. Tell me. Exactly. His one loss came.
No, I spent an hour on a full screen. Tell me on the spot.
No, but you blew it off.
It's 3 games, and he lost one of them
to the Chiefs.
For yesterday, it was on Saturday. It was he was 1-1.
Yeah.
Now he's 2-1. Right. He's all time.
No, it's a cute run, Nick. It's a cute run.
It's his sneaky good playoff quarterback. I will save my picks for tomorrow.
Jared Goff, is he better? Do you have a better record than Jared Goff?
Better winning percentage, yeah.
Well,
winning yeah, he does. What do you want from me? He does. Go ahead.
I don't know how much angrier Baker could be. He's on his fourth team. He had to go through the QB competition. There were certain analysts that wanted him to get benched all season for Kyle Trask.
That's right.
Okay. He's the 37th highest paid quarterback in the league and makes $5 million less than Zach Wilson.
Oof.
He's taking the team to the division championship after taking over for Tom Brady, and there's still no guarantee he's going to get paid. Yeah, he's angry. He's angry, so this comment, this just makes him angrier, but he's most dangerous in this position, so he's got the best opportunity.
And just as far as playoff wins go, the our three, each of us, our NFC picks to go to the Super Bowl, Jalen, Dak, and Kirk, have 2-2-1 career playoff win. So the idea that two playoff wins is nothing, there's only seven active starting quarterbacks with more. So it's something.
You know who else has two?
It's something. Brock Purdy. Yeah, you should have picked him instead of the Eagles. You got Trout.
I don't know. If Brock wins, I feel like it's a W.
No, we tried to get you to switch to the Niners.
I think I'll get a W.
Coming up in 10 short minutes, it's the most motivational segment in all of sports, the Bud List. Welcome back to the show. Mike McCarthy isn't going anywhere. Jerry Jones saying, I believe this team is very close and capable of achieving our ultimate goals. Joining us to break it all down is NFL and Broadcasting Hall of Famer, Double Dip, Howie Long. Howie, thanks for joining us. We're going to jump right in. Was bringing Mike McCarthy back the right move?
There was a lot to unpack after that game. I'm sure, like you guys, I was in shock. I saw Dallas making a deep run at the very least to the NFC Championship game, and I think Jerry saw the same thing. You know, the interesting thing is I've never viewed Jerry as kind of a sympathetic figure, but in that interview in the bowels of the stadium after the game, I felt sorry for Jerry. And, you know, I think he had to ask the question, do I want to kind of start this thing all over again? New coaching staff, you know, possibly, you know, someone who wants more input into personnel decisions, how the organization is run. Right now we have a coach who's won a lot of games for us over the last few years, and we've struggled in the playoffs. And I think you have to ask some internal questions. Is, you know, is Dak the guy? And if he is, you're going to have to pay him. And there's two other guys in line, Micah and CeeDee Lamb, who you're definitively going to have to pay. And you can wait on that, but, you know, what are you going to do with Mike and his contract? He has 1 year left on the contract. You can probably do something where you make it somewhat palatable in terms of maybe a second year, something like that. But I think Jerry's got to make some decisions. I think the lack of a run game was important. Pollard, you know, I think was more of a complimentary back. Playing with light defenders in the box hurt them in a number of games. Dan Quinn struggled to kind of match LaFleur and Green Bay, what they were doing in their run game. And if you can run the football at this time of the year, you can have success, particularly in protection, and you've got a young quarterback.
Howie, I want to just stay here for a moment. You obviously work super closely with Jimmy Johnson, the coach that Jerry had that had the most success. And despite that success, or maybe because of that success, they had a tortured relationship for the better part of a quarter century. Obviously, Jimmy now thankfully finally in the Ring of Honor. Do you, knowing what you know about how that relationship worked despite the success, does that make you question whether or not that Jerry ever could have worked with Bill Belichick? And do you think that would have worked?
You're going to have to say that again, Nick. I lost you there for a second.
Do you think that they could, that Jerry and Bill Belichick could have worked together?
Oh, boy. I don't know that Jerry was necessarily prepared. Jerry, you know, he's omnipresent in that organization, both from a business standpoint and justifiably so. I think they've done a great job with personnel. That hasn't been an issue. What I'd like to see, and I'm not sure that Bill, if you talk about Bill, Bill's a lot like the old Raider teams that I had. There's a wall around the facility. No one gets in. No one gets out. It's all about football. There's no distractions. We were down there a couple of weeks ago for the Ring of Honor, and it's amazing. It's Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus. You know, the stadium, the crowd, everything, people on the field. I remember going to a Patriots practice 1 year. I went up there to interview a player, and Burge came over and said, Bill wants you to come out to practice if you have the time. So I go out to practice. I'm standing in the indoor facility, and you can hear a cricket. There's nobody in the building. And, you know, Bill comes over with the whistle, and he's spinning around his finger. And We talk a little bit, and you know, it's all about football.
Yeah.
Is Jerry really that kind of, you know, responsibility to Bill? I'm not sure that was a good match. Although if Bill had come there, I think, you know, they would be a Super Bowl favorite.
Howie, I mean, as surprising as that Cowboys loss was, I think the Eagles game was more appalling because of the lack of effort. 13 missed tackles, guys running into each other. I mean, did that look like, I mean, you've obviously, you know, been in locker rooms and all that. Did that look like a team that had lost faith in its coach?
I think it's a team that went to a Super Bowl and lost. That's always a factor. I think it's a team that, you know, lost two very good coordinators and made two poor hires. And I think offensively, I think for 10, 11 weeks of the season, they could overcome that. And I think you've got a certain amount of gas in your tank as a team, and they spent a lot of gas winning those 10 games out of the first 11. And I think on offense, it was more about the system and less about the players. But on defense, it was a combined kind of shortcoming, both from a scheme standpoint and a personnel standpoint. And now they're left with the question, if it's going to be Nick Sirianni, and they're going to run Nick Sirianni back, and that's fine. And players seem to respond to Nick, but I think the team lost confidence in the plan as much as anything, and came to the realization that we're not going to make the run here. That's not real. I mean, last year, you know, the previous year when they made the long run and they had the great year, now they've got to kind of pack it all back up, and they've got to hire two coordinators. You're not going to get the top tier coordinator. You're going to get a guy that's working for the guy. And, you know, I think back to this summer. It was, ironically enough, it was Lane Johnson and Chris in my whaler out in the boat in Montana. And they pulled up, and they've got a six-pack of beer or something in the boat.
Let's go.
The plug in the back of the whaler had come out, and the back end was almost submerged. You know, after you bail it out and you put the plug back in, you kind of feel a little more confident. But who's going to go there? Is there too much water in the boat? Because if head coach, if they have a bad year next year, the head coach is gone.
Yep.
And as a coordinator is coming in there, you're working on a one-year lease.
Howie, before you go, I'm contractually obligated to ask you a question about Patrick Mahomes because, and we don't have time to play the sound, but Kyle, your son Kyle was on Kevin Clark's podcast a couple days ago, and he said his year with the Chiefs, he would leave practice. He said there were at least 30 times he felt like he was at Area 51, seeing things he wasn't supposed to see, and would call you to talk about what he was seeing at practice. A, is that story true? And B, what are some of the things he would tell you about play, you know, practicing and playing with Patrick?
No question. We you know, I listen, the boys call all the time. We're blessed to have kids that kind of want to call, thankfully. We have grandkids, so I'm kind of invested in that. Kyle was blown away by Patrick and felt like Patrick was the closest thing in the NFL to Michael Jordan in terms of, you know, his competitive nature, his physical abilities, his die to try to win. And I think it was probably a week like, much like this past weekend, where the wind's blowing and it's, you know, 10 degrees. I forget which game it was the year that Kyle was there. And he was sitting out on the bench before the pregame started. And he's sitting there with one of the coaches, and the wind's blowing 25, 30 miles an hour. And he turned to the coach and said, we're going to probably run the ball a lot more today, right? And the coach said, see that guy? He throws through the wind. Patrick is one of one. And, you know, I don't know what that mountain you have is. And, you know, I think right now, and I'm not sure what qualified people this week.
Yeah.
Because Lamar didn't play, Purdy didn't play. But I think you have to put Patrick at the top because of the two Super Bowls and that. And I think, you know,
that's right.
Mars right there, who's probably going to win an MVP, and Allen's probably next up. And the two young quarterbacks, to me, are on the next level because I've seen what they can do in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's right.
I haven't Purdy can do.
Oh, thank – oh, look at that. What a guy. I told you, no. Hall of Famers think alike. I'm with you, Coach. Mahomes at the top, Purdy at the bottom.
Now, I want to qualify this by saying I do not think Brock Purdy is a game manager. He's running a complex system.
Thank you.
He's under extreme pressure. I think in games where he struggled within a game, for example, Cleveland, he struggled in Cleveland. Wet ball. I saw balls fluttering. He took that team on a drive that should have been the game-winning drive in Cleveland. The game versus Baltimore, they got mauled. You know, Williams goes down. Half their offensive line goes down. He's got a stinger. They take him out of the game. Three of the interceptions were tips. But what he did the next game, bouncing back, to me, says a lot about him.
But still, bottom well of the mountain. Done. We agree.
Well done. Well done, Howie.
And the two young quarterbacks, the two guys, DJ Love, it's like that mirror you have on the side of your car. If you've ever looked at the writing on it, it says, objects are closer than they appear.
Yeah.
Those two guys are coming and coming quick.
Yeah, they are.
Fantastic. Yeah, they are. Howie, thank you so much. You can see more of Howie on America's number one pregame show, 7:30 on Fox, Packers, 49ers, and maybe on Mahomes Mountain next week.
Yeah.
Thank you, Howie.
I mean, he might get an invitation to be a part of the committee.
Oh, wow. Right,
Dusty Rackus comments about
that. Rackus comments?
Bloodless next. Live from New York, it's the show that called Patrick Mahomes Jordan-esque long before anyone else.
Yes, I did.
The second hour, first things first, today. Mike McCarthy is back. Did Jerry Jones make the right decision? Meanwhile, is there a chance, just a small chance, that Mac Jones is Gerard Mayo's QB1?
No.
There's a chance.
There's a chance.
There's no chance.
Yeah. Well,
there's no chance.
There's a chance. Good for him, too.
But right now, it's time for the most motivational segment in all of sports. Uh-oh. It's the Bud List. It's also an opportunity for us to read some viewer mail. For the year 2024, what's wrong, bro?
Bad.
We get tons of mail for the year 2024. Just satchels.
I know there's something coming. You're not slick anymore. 10 straight weeks.
Dear Wilds, love the show. After the Packers loss, there sure was a lot of talk about Cowboys losing their jobs. Yet Mike McCarthy is staying. Are there any lessons to be learned here for you and the show? Howdy, Ryan and Brian. Well, first of all, Ryan and Brian.
Howdy.
Howdy is a hello, not a goodbye. It's not like aloha. You cannot use it for both hello and goodbye. But there is one lesson we learned.
Oh,
about Mike McCarthy and Cowboys. It's the fact that regular season record, very strong. Cowboys just behind the Chiefs and actually better than the Bills and better than the 49ers. So what I think the lesson here for the show is, bro, is that you shouldn't be defined by just one playoff loss, and consistency matters in a successful organization. Time for the buzz.
You really?
That's it?
I told you, I'm a man of my word.
Wow.
I told you we retired the Cowboy.
That is disappointing.
I don't trust it. All right. This is an interesting Bud List. Like I said, it's all quarterbacks. And I think one of the interesting discussion points you guys might want to have is it in the right order of pressure?
Oh.
Right? Because it's least pressure to most pressure.
Sure.
So at number three, Brock Purdy.
Oh.
All right, Brock. You had a fantastic season. And don't let anyone tell you otherwise. All right? But despite you going out there making your first Pro Bowl, I would even say you were third team all pro if such a thing existed.
What?
If such a thing existed, it was Lamar, Dak. I think you would have been third team all pro.
That's not a thing.
But that's neither here nor there.
Mention.
But right. You broke the single season passing record for yards in the franchise of Montana and Steve Young. I mean, my gosh, that is incredible. You led the league in passer rating and yards per attempt. Despite all of that, there still are doubters. And I'm telling you, Brock, it might be unfair, but if you go out there and lose, or really if you don't play well, the doubters will pounce. And they'll pounce hard. Now, I don't even know if San Francisco, would they try to do something at quarterback? I have no idea. So go out there, do your thing, be you, represent the Iowa Mafia, and lead your team to a victory. Brock, I believe in you.
Sorry.
All right, at number two, more pressure now than Brock, Josh Allen. Mm. All right, Josh, this is the big one. This is it. Now, you have really owned Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, In the regular season, you've won 3 out of 4 games. But, of course, in the playoffs, you're 0-2. And if you lose this game, then the story's going to be you can't beat Mahomes no matter what. And I'm telling you, Josh, if not now, when? I mean, Kansas City's offense is the worst we've seen in this Mahomes era. You have the home field advantage. There is no excuse for you not to go out there and win this game. And if you lose it, you also might lose your coach. So go out there and play your game. Now, play a clean game. Clean. That means one turnover or less. All right? Don't force the big play. If the big play presents itself, like the 52-yarder, I'm sliding. No, I'm not. I'm going for a touchdown. If it presents itself, go for it. But don't force it. Mm-hmm. All right? Just be yourself. Let the game come to you. And, Josh, I do believe in you. At number one, now, this is the most pressure I see, guys, of all the quarterbacks. Lamar Jackson.
100%.
Lamar, you're likely to be almost certain to win your second MVP award. You will be the youngest quarterback ever at 27 years old, about 9 months younger than Mahomes, to have two MVPs. And check this out. In the regular season, you've got more quarterback wins, 58, than any other player through their first 6 seasons. And yet, of those quarterbacks, only one who has won 50 or more games in their first 6 years has fewer playoff victories than you. You're 1-3, 4 touchdowns, 7 interceptions in the playoffs. Andy Dalton's the only one with less, 0 wins. So you got to go out there and do your thing. Look, the story's going to be, if you don't get it done, that you are a regular season quarterback and your style just doesn't win in the playoffs. That might be unfair and you might prove it wrong later, but that will be the story for the upcoming offseason. So, Lamar, I definitely believe in you. You've had a great year. Go out there and do your thing.
Excellent Bud List as well.
Great Bud List.
Thank you.
Always excellent, but you forgot, you got the wrong quarterback in the Buffalo KC game. It's obviously Patrick.
Coach is only nonstop.
Here's why. We're talking so much about the road playoff game, his first road playoff. You know why you're on the road? Because of you, Patrick Mahomes. You're on the road because of you. Let's take a look at this graphic, one of my favorites. Prior to this season, 10 games of a sub-80 passer rating. This season, 7 games of a sub-80 passer rating. So we want to know why we're playing an away playoff game in Kansas City. It's because of Patrick Mahomes. So now you go into the game. You're playing the walking wounded. 3 linebackers, 3 DB, or cornerbacks, a safety. Everybody's banged up. You've got a healthy defense. It's second in points. It's second in points, second in total yards. You've got a running back that averages 4.6 yards a carry. You've got all those things lined up. Now, how have you played in the playoffs? Let's look at it. Let's look at the playoffs. So here's his playoff game last week. Here's what it was in all the Super Bowl years. 56 completion percentage. Look at the other numbers. Look at his TD percentage.
It was cold.
2.4, 7, 9, 8.9. His passer rating, 63.6, 114, 118, or 83.6. I'm sorry. As opposed to 114, 118, 111.5. So you're on the road because of you. Everything is lined up. You've got the supporting cast. And now, if you're the greatest of all time, as Nick claims you are, it's time for you to be the greatest of all time.
That was compelling, Coach. That was very compelling. I know it bothered Nick, but those were facts.
Well, those are facts. It's a fact that the reason the Chiefs didn't have a better record was because of Patrick Mahomes' play. You
the
agree
receivers.
With that take?
No, I'm talking about the numbers he dropped.
I hate to do this. I have to put one of us on the Bud List. Mm. So I am putting on the Bud List. Go ahead and reveal it, please. No, that is not. I knew it was coming.
It's more Nick than you.
Take that down.
I'll give you that.
Coach Mangini on the Bud List. Our own Mercury Morris for the Kansas City Chiefs. And you might be like, oh wait, what is it? Because Coach Mangini is trying to protect that he was a part of the last back-to-back, doesn't want the Chiefs to do it? And the answer to that is no. Coach Mangini is not a selfish person. That's not why he's doing it. He is trying to protect something far more important to his heart, the legacy and the memory of the current GOAT, Tom Brady, against the man
attacking his GOAT reign in Patrick Mahomes. That's because totally the fact of the matter is this. Correct. It's 100% correct. Yeah. And the reason is because Coach Mangini, if you were being honest, loves Patrick Mahomes. He thinks he's the best quarterback in the league. Handles himself the right way. Took less money. Did everything that he would ask him to do. So why does he constantly come on television and attack him?
Because of this. My expectations are higher than
it's actually because of this. Because through the first 15 playoff games, obviously Patrick has better stats, and we all know Tom never won a game against a team with injured players. That
Can
clearly didn't happen.
No, you made it. Super Bowl wins.
What? Wilds,
should
I'm
not be up there with.
Wilds, I am getting there.
Well, at the very bottom.
It's not at the bottom. It.
Well, it is actually technically.
Okay. Through 15 playoff games, that's where they're at. If Patrick wins this Super Bowl this year, the only thing Brady has him in, they will be even at, which is the Super Bowl wins. And we can show you through their six playoff runs, which is where Patrick is. Now, while Coach is using as a negative the fact that Patrick Mahomes has a top three defense, that was Tom Brady's entire life for those three Super Bowl victories. And so Coach is not anti-Mahomes. He is just so pro-Tom Brady that he is threatened by Mahomes, which is why he comes on television and goes against Patrick Mahomes. So I'm putting Coach on the bud list.
Fair take.
Wow. That's exactly what it is.
Fair take.
All right. That was good, Nick. You know, I think Mahomes is the GOAT. I was the first to ever say it. Or
Jordan-esque. Greatest player ever. I'm putting on Dan Quinn's interviews. Mike McCarthy's back with Dallas. We don't know if Dan Quinn is coming back. He's invited back, I guess, if he doesn't get a head coaching job. I just think these interviews are a little bit awkward. You go in like, hey, I'm Dan Quinn, a great defensive coordinator. And the person who's doing the interview is like, why did Arizona run all over you with 222 yards? Like, well, that was just a one-time thing. And then, like, the Bills did it with 266. He's like, yeah, got me again. And then the Packers ran for 143 and just kept on running the ball. He didn't have an answer for that. He's like, that's a fair point, but what about the tomato cans? He's like, all right, well, let's move on to the passing offense. Or your passing defense. You had this play, Dan Quinn. Yeah, can you explain this? That was one of the most open plays in NFL history. He's like, this was just a miscommunication on our part. So moral of the story, Coach, I've never been in these coaching interviews, but how do you think Dan Quinn is answering these questions, which I feel are super awkward?
Well, the last one is called an old shoot screen where they got him. It was a trick play. They got him with that. And I think you have to look at his body of work. And there's going to be some hiccups during the course of the season. That's consistent with any coordinator. And if you look at it collectively over time and you look at all the good games he's had and all the great defensive performances, I think that's
what you're focusing on. Patrick Mahomes that you afforded Dan.
I guess my bar is so much higher when we're comparing him to Tom Brady.
Comparing him to Tom Brady.
Jerry, I'm Mike McCarthy next. He's not going to be on the show, but it would be sweet. Afternoon headlines sponsored by Dot's Sensationally Seasoned Pretzels. We had some, they were excellent. The Cowboys are done. Mike McCarthy is back. Here's what he said about his return today.
My message would be this. We have established a championship program. It's just not the world championship yet. We know how to win. We know how to train to win. We have the right people. But we have not crossed the threshold winning playoff games.
Right there. Just haven't crossed the threshold of winning. You're on the losing side. It's just a threshold.
They won the city championship.
Okay. Coach, are you surprised Jerry Jones keeps Mike McCarthy?
I was surprised because when we talked about this on Friday, I thought to lose a game to Green Bay with as young a roster as they have, with a first-time starter, when you're 16-0 at home, to lose the game I thought would be bad and difficult, but to get blown out in a game like that and really not play well in any facet of it would be enough for Jerry to make a move. But I do give Jerry some credit of taking some time, getting the emotion out of it, having the meeting, looking at it collectively, and winning 12 games for three straight years isn't an easy thing to do. It's hard to do. And what we lose track of is when you change a head coach, you change the coaching staff, you lose all the reps with the players, you lose, there's so much learning that has to go into the, with the new staff, so much transition. It's not just the staff, it's free agency, it's the draft, it's all the elements of the organization that have to adjust to a new person in charge, and that takes resources away from hopefully getting the team better. So you may make that transition and think, okay, this guy's going to get us over the hump, but there's no guarantee. And if you feel like you have a good working relationship with the head coach and you're close and you can get over this edge, it's a lot easier to do that with continuity. And traditionally, the best organizations have the most continuity.
I get that. And if you were bringing in like an unproven coach, maybe a first-time coach, but for them not to even talk to Belichick, reportedly, right, that they didn't even like strongly consider going that route. Coach tells me Jerry Jones is more concerned with being able to be the face of that team and talk after every game. And, you know, he kind of outdoes the coach at the press conference after the game and then talk every week on radio. Like, he's more concerned with that than he is with winning the Super Bowl. Of course, he wants to win, but he won't give those things up. And I think a coach – a strong coach who's got a resume like a Bill Belichick would come in there and at least want to chat about, hey, maybe we do things a lot differently. And I think Belichick would change the culture. And Jerry wants this culture that I think is great for being on getting your team talked about on television, and great for, you know, being pretty good and making money, but it's not great for winning the whole thing.
But, Brew, just like when Wilds put Dan Quinn on the bud list for having that poor game, so you bring Bill in and you say, okay, well, explain to me how you just had the worst season of your coaching career. How you only won four games, how you're the worst team in that division, how you couldn't find any answer at quarterback. And there's so many elements of when you look at New England's last season where it'd be hard to say, okay, let's bring him in. And you have to, now if you want to look at the body of work and you think he can come in and fix it, but it's kind of the same thing as we were talking about with Dan.
I like him with a quarterback. And I just think he improved the defense a little bit. I mean, they're good already, but improve them a little bit. And then you already got the quarterback. So I like
him. I'll ask a question to you, Nick. This is Mike McCarthy's last year. Like, is this really Super Bowl or bust? I know we, like, tease.
No. It got to be.
No, really? They just brought him back for losing in round one. You think next year if they make the conference championship game, he's not being brought back? They just brought him back for getting blown out by a 7 seed in round one. The idea that if next year they were to, honest to God, make the conference title game and get rolled. Jerry will talk about it. That's the best year we've had in 30 years. In the moment after, you'll be sad. But no, like they're not a championship organization. They don't view, and Jerry to me is telling us he doesn't view it as that. It is a massive marketing operation that would like to win a championship along the way.
Yeah.
And he wants to be the face of it at the forefront.
You put it like that.
That's how he's looking at it.
Medals time. Wolves Pistons.
Wait.
What in the world? This is not... I tried to blow past this because I got my upset alert right.
Wild is back on it.
Thank you. Take this down.
Well, because you defiantly said it's okay to get one wrong, bro.
It doesn't matter.
You said there will be none.
He said
and there
on the
were
air,
a plenty.
I really don't believe Dusty.
There was a massive upset. There was, your Super Bowl pick got upset.
You need to stop talking about my Super Bowl.
What do you mean?
Pick.
My Super Bowl winner is still last. Thriving. Do you not know what Super Bowl pick means, bro? Go ahead, Wild.
Anthony Edwards had a dunk, but it wasn't good.
That was nice.
Bronze medal. Luka, 33-13-10 and a loss. He played well. Kyrie did not. Kyrie went out with an injury, but then he came back. Kyrie also reportedly went to the game last year saying to the Lakers, like, hey, come get me LeBron.
That was obvious. We're like, wow.
Also, by the way, more discussion about Kyrie maybe wanting to be a Laker than Pascal Siakam actually being a Pacer. Silver medal, Donovan Mitchell, 31-5-7 in a game that might have cemented him as an all-star for some, not others, some maybe. Gold medal. Anthony Davis, 28-12-9. He was the best player on the court last night with respect to Luka, given what he did on the defensive end as well. That was a fun game. There's the medal podium from last night in the association.
Let's check in on new Patriots coach Gerard Mayo, who was asked about the Patriots' number 3 pick. Take a listen.
What I will say is this. We're going to draft the best player for a position that is very important. You put the pieces together.
Wow.
A true story. I didn't listen to the clip. I just saw the transcript. And the transcript didn't have the LOL, LOL at the end. And I thought there was a chance. I thought there was a chance Mac Jones was coming back.
Well, Mac Jones, that ended it.
Mac Jones is coming back.
As I mean,
to compete for the backup position.
Right.
Yeah.
That was clear.
I mean, it seemed like.
There's no doubt.
I also gave up defending Mac Jones for Dry January. So I shouldn't even be here.
Well, yeah. I mean, I said this before. I will say it again. Can we please, for the sake of the show, Colin's out here setting ratings records, and we're out here talking Mac Jones.
Just
can
for the we last be done? 30 seconds,
is
though.
This might be the last time we mention Mac Jones. I think that's possible, right?
Please. Well, for the love of God.
Speak, it's up next. It's only going to be you.